Tomorrow, attorneys for victims of human rights violations will file briefs in the Supreme Court case of Sosa versus Alvarez Machane. The story of Dr. Humberto Alvarez Machane is complicated. He was indicted for playing a part in the 1985 torture and killing of an agent of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. But he couldn't be prosecuted because he was in Mexico, so federal agents paid Mexican bounty hunters to capture Dr. Alvarez. He was later acquitted in federal court in Los Angeles on criminal charges. The case before the Supreme Court now is a civil lawsuit Dr. Alvarez has brought against his abductors.
That civil suit is filed under the Alien Tort Claims Act of 1789. Since the 1980s, the act has been used by victims of human rights abuses in foreign countries to file lawsuits in the U.S. Commentator and attorney David Cole has represented plaintiffs using the Alien Tort Claims Act, and he claims it's an important tool for defending human rights.
In 1977, after a military coup in Argentina, 16-year-old Deborah Benchoum and her 17-year-old brother were abducted from their Buenos Aires bedroom by military officials. The brother's dead body was returned the next day. Deborah was ultimately held without charges for more than 4 years. In the late 1980s, as a young lawyer with the Center for Constitutional Rights, I sat in a San Francisco courtroom as Deborah Benchoum called her persecutor to account for his wrongs. General Carlos Suarez Mason, who had commanded the military authority in Buenos Aires at the time of Deborah's abduction, had been discovered in hiding in the United States, and we had sued him for human rights violations in federal court. Rarely have I felt the power of justice so strongly as in that courtroom, as the once feared and all-powerful general was compelled to answer to his victim. We've never collected the multi-million-dollar judgment issued against him, but the real victory was in making a notorious human rights violator answer to the rule of law. If the United States government has its way, many future Deborah Benchoums will never get their day in court. The government argues that the Supreme Court should essentially render meaningless the Alien Tort Claims Act. The Alien Tort Claims Act has been lauded the world over because it stands for the proposition that domestic courts can and should hold human rights violators accountable wherever they are found. It gives teeth to international human rights norms that often seem to exist only on paper. This time, however, the human rights violation implicates the U.S. government, and the Bush administration argues that the courts have no business adjudicating such human rights suits. Allowing courts to hold human rights violators liable, it maintains, will limit the prerogatives of the political branches and might even close off options in the war on terrorism. But the whole point of international human rights law is to limit the prerogatives of the political branches by placing off-limits certain conduct such as arbitrary detention, genocide, and torture. The Alien Tort Claims Act dates back to the early years of our nation, when we were weak and worried that not permitting foreign nationals to sue for international law violations might undermine our standing and draw us into unwelcome conflicts. Now that we are the strongest nation in the world, the government has changed its tune. It sees human rights not as fundamental principles that we are duty-bound to enforce, but as potential obstacles to doing whatever it wants. But if international law means anything, it must govern the weak and the strong alike. We have long urged other nations to adhere to human rights. We ought not run from a law that might hold us accountable, too.
David Cole is the author of the book Enemy Aliens: Double Standards and Constitutional Freedoms in the War on Terrorism.